Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne live on RBN. During the week, Monday through Friday, visit my broadcast on truthradio.com, the Deanne Verrilli Show from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And folks, go to my blogger. I got a lot of stuff up there and actual descriptions of... what happened during World War II with the Holocaust, about how the Serbians and Gypsies were murdered, and the ties to the Vatican. Very interesting information. You should look at this. And I put a lot of detail in there. So go to my website, which is clearblogs.com/ Deanne Verrilli's with an S Radio Club, and it's there. You can read these articles that I just put up. And anyway, John, we have a listener. I think Sarah. And Sarah, are you there? Hello, Sarah.
I think I heard her.
Hello. John, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. On the business of paying for the war, cutting off the funds is a time-honored way of stopping a administration that is hell-bent to do contrary to the wishes of Congress and the people. So I think we did it through, we defunded the Contras, and I think we also cut off the funds for in Vietnam to end that war. So it is, it's, and they always use the same thing. Well, gee, don't you support liberty, and don't you, you know, don't you support the troops? You know, that's old. That's old. And besides that, another factor is the money. I mean, when you own the printing press, or you know the guy that runs the printing press, they just crank out whatever they need. But it will be extremely difficult for them to circumvent Congress if they cut off the funding.
Well, I understand what you're saying, you know, and I agree. If it was a normal set of circumstances we're looking at right now, but because of the fact that Kennedy, during the Vietnam War, actually shut down the operation of military operations, from what I understand, and there wasn't any funding really going into the military, and this is the reason why we ended up using our reserves. You know, shutting off the money right now, you know, we look at it from two operations. Maybe, again, like you're saying, it would cut this war and stop it. But then again, what's going to happen with the men over there? Just because they cut the funds off doesn't mean that they're going to do anything and bring the men back. And those men are sitting over there with absolutely nothing. They have no support or anything.
It's better than leaving them as cannon fodder.
Yeah, but they're doing two things also. I appreciate your thoughts. But here they have, they're taking their money away, but at the same time, they're orchestrating the draft.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's redundant in itself. They're
ever
telling us another false story, and they're it's just like the veterinary hospital, or the veteran hospitals. They're taking on the union clients now, people that have unions like the Teamsters through the veterans hospitalization. They're starting to use their hospitals. They're cutting the staffing. They're cutting the staffing of all hospitals because it's become all. We haven't got enough money, so we're going to have to shut the hospitals down. It's another dumb excuse of a false flag, and you know, where do these lines get drawn?
Yeah, we're back up with another commercial. Caller, if you can hold on, and we'll be right back after the station break.
I Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
But this money's right here. Hi, we're back and we're live and it's Deanne. We're talking here about what should we do about the military. And we have a caller, Sarah. Sarah, are you still with me here?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but let me just put this to you in this fashion. I just want your opinion. Just say that you're there, over there in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a situation that you're kind of cut off from your base. You're in a very bad condition. The heat, the situation of not having enough food, water, ammunition. And you don't know if insurgents will jump out and try to kill you. You don't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden, the funding stops. That means you have less water, less food. You're shut off from, you know, the things that you need to survive to keep yourself alive.
They, first of all, the way it's supposed to work is it's not day by day. They have enough funds to always be 6 months in the in advance.
That's how it's supposed to work.
If you would cut off the funding, that there would be a 6 month lag time and it would be an exit very similar to that happened in Vietnam.
But the thing is, and I'm sorry to intervene right here, but the thing is, it's not set up like that, because this is the reason why the soldiers were asking for water and they were asking for laptops, and they were asking for provisions from their family. They did not have 6 months.
I've never, ever, ever seen any American war like this. I've never seen them be treated so badly. I mean, they really consider us and the military scum. I don't care how much flag waving goes on. Having been in the military life, this is ridiculous.
It is. It's the worst time. That's a Vietnam.
There's no excuse.
This is the worst thing I have ever. I mean, when I heard, and I had talked to, I had done a parade or two during Veterans Day and things, that I talked to military men that had come back, and they were so disgusted because they were saying they were used to rebuild areas of Iraq. They're not being paid for that. And they had very little provisions. Plus, again, cannot even think of the amount of radiation that they're coming in contact with from all that the weapons that they've been using. And a lot of the weapons that they were using, like C4 and stuff, were banned during the Vietnam era war. And they don't care.
No.
There are people that I've talked to that had been Major Doug Rocky, various ones, came over there, came back, and almost, I'd say, a third of his people are dead now from being exposed to levels of radiation. And he's been through at least two huge level of war arenas. So, you know, the thing is, I'm saying if it was a normal set of circumstances, and indeed if there was a reserve of money, I could see doing that. But I think that it would be easier for Congress and the Senate to say, we want the people returned. We want them back now. The people are mad. We don't want this war to continue. And we're going to write this up as this is the end of the war and the men are coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, it is totally. If somebody had told me this was going to be the case, I would have said they were liars. That this never would have happened, that our military troops would never be treated. So I mean, they're just treating them like they're so disposables. And what can you say? I mean, we can't say anything, so let's do it.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why.
Lives is to cut the money off, because it'll be like Vietnam. They'll exit. They'll have time to exit.
Well, a lot of those men, though, from Vietnam, a lot of them are still floating. They're still out there. And they have not been brought back. And that's the whole issue of the POWs. There are people going back to the Korean War that were not brought back. They were held captive. They were put elsewhere. And that to this day, nobody knows where they are. And this has been going on through each warfare. Plus, they have peasant life insurance policies. They have all types of premiums that the government gets, hall insurance, insurance in regards to warfare. They get this money on the active men that are not returned. So we're just being used as slaves.
Yes,
you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're being used as slaves, sent over into theaters of war with no protection, no armaments, and our children are being killed, and there's no rhyme or reason and no protection whatsoever.
No.
Nothing. And, you know, I thank you very much for your call, and I do understand where you're coming from, but I'm just trying to explain how I would feel, me personally, if I was sent over there. And I had to write a letter home and ask for water while they overstated Halliburton invoices. These soldiers were asking for water, and they never, ever attempted to get one dime back from Halliburton. That's not right.
You've got another call waiter with Deanne.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. We have Julie. Julie, are you there?
Judy.
Hi, Judy. I'm sorry. How are you? Welcome to my broadcast.
Thank you. I've been listening to y'all, and conversation is interesting. I've thought a lot about what you said about the war, and I just think that part of our problem is that we just don't know and we don't observe the spiritual and natural laws that govern life and that protect it and that promote it. And we're violating them right and left, such as the law of reciprocity. Everything's a cycle, and what you give out, whatever it is going to come back.
And
that's true. To take the and the law of good overcomes evil, light overcomes darkness. You know, if you've got a lot of water, you're not going to put more water in there. You're going to try to dry it up. Just these common sense laws. We have laws that govern relationships, laws that govern marriage, laws that govern business, and spiritual and natural laws that God set up to operate and to protect his life that he's created. And we're violating them right and left. And having said that, and applying that to this situation, and assuming that we do have an enemy, which most people think is the Arab Islamic philosophy of the Quran that says, you know, that the Christians and the Jews are the what do they call it, the reprobates or whatever, and we got to get rid of them. And it's kind of a hate legislation that caused this attack on 9/11, assuming that's true, and we were attacked for that reason, and applying the laws that God set down, I would reduce it to like a family. Let's say someone attacked your family. Well, you have a right to protect that family and prevent that attack, but in the event that they got through and attacked you, we have law set up that says you go through a certain legal system to get retribution. You don't take your gun out and go hunting them down and shoot them. You don't. There's a way to handle it. And I just don't think it was the right way for us to handle what happened in 9/11. I think we handled it wrong. And I think there was a better way to handle it to where we could have overcome, to use light against darkness, truth against lies, you know, love against hate. It's just like if you're in debt, you got $1,000 debt, you know, you don't go into more debt to overcome your debt. You have to put assets on the other side of the ledger to get out of debt. And when somebody hates us or somebody's coming against us, I just don't think you can add more hate or you can go and take the very strategy that they, you know, applied against you in their hate and go and attack them and expect to win. Because, you know, if you're not, it's just like taking a test in school. You're either going to go by the rules and you're going to get an A, and you're going to make, you know, put the right answers down there. You're going to study and you're going to know how to take that test. Or if you don't, you're going to fail. And a lot of people don't know the spiritual laws, and they're failing right and left. They're violating those laws. They're not doing what God said to do. And I just think we're over there and we're doing the wrong things. And we could have pursued a different path where, you know, we could have maybe gone to the UN and said, look, you know, we've been attacked. If we'd have got the support of other nations instead of trumping up some reason to attack Iraq because they were supporting the Taliban or whatever, if we could have just got truth out there and just presented it and kept presenting it and pursuing it to the UN, we could have got support of these countries in back of us.
I have to stop you here,
okay.
Because we're going to break. And just hang on a minute, and we'll be right back after this break on the Dee Ambrose Show. Very well pointed, very well taken. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne, live on RBN. During the week, you can visit my program Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Callers, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I wanted to say something to you, Judy, and I really thank you for what you said here in Express, because you're right on target. It's cause and effect. It's, you know, what we do in our lives, each one of us, not one person individually or one nation, it's all of us collectively, what we do. We return that good or bad to ourselves. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but it'll be later on. What we have done in a bad measure will come back. What we have done in good measure will come back in a different form, but it will come back. Now, the thing is, back a long time ago in ancient societies, they used to have councils of elders. They were the older people or tribes, and they sat in council, and they looked at the logic things of what should be going on governmentally or spiritually, and they would come to conclusions of what they should and should not do. And that is what our Congress and Senate and the presidential offices are supposed to be, our council of elders. They're supposed to be watching out for things that will compromise us later on in the future. And I think this was not done at all. And I'm on very much the same page. We should not have gone into Iraq. I don't think it should have been directed the way that it was. You know, this is my opinion, but, you know, I think other people have opinions very similar to what I feel and John. And the thing is that this opinion is the fact that we didn't have complete evidence of who caused the disaster of the World Trade Center. In the beginning, we had said it was Bin Laden, and Bin Laden was not affiliated, associated in any form or fashion to Iraq. And if anything, he was more affiliated to the Saudis. So it would seem as though that the president would arm the war against the Saudi government for having ties to Bin Laden. And instead, 3 days after the event, the president turns around and sends Bin Laden's relatives directly over the Saudi royal family on a private plane during the time that no planes were allowed to fly in airspace. And then directed a whole major attack months later against Iraq, saying they have weapons of mass destruction, and how somehow looped it into the World Trade Center, which was all fabrication. And the allegations, I would say, were allegations that were fabricated lies. And what is your opinion of that? You know, the fact that originally we said Bin Laden was the cause for the downing of the towers. Bin Laden was the one that was 9/11. How did we get associated with Hussein and, you know, in the Iraq and thing? What is your opinion of that, Julie?
I'm not real sure what really happened. I don't know the true root cause. I do know this. I do know that the Islamic people in their Quran, they have a philosophy that says anyone who does not agree or does not join them in their, you know, their man-made, created religion of rules and observations, that they consider them to be, you know, reprobates, and that they are to be killed. They either join you or they're killed. It's a control. It's a power. It's an anti-Christ spirit, is what it is. It's against life. It promotes death, and it promotes death to anyone who doesn't agree with them. It is a hate agenda, and they really are. And it doesn't matter. The only way we can win this is to convince them that what they're doing is wrong. That, you know, God didn't create people to hate one another and kill each other. He sent Jesus for that very purpose, to show us that it's love, that God is love, and that love is what he wants, not hate. But these people are bent, they're just hell-bent on killing anyone who doesn't agree with their agenda. And what we need to do in this nation, number one, I think the first thing we need to do is outlaw any philosophy or any agenda that is a hate agenda that promotes the killing of any other, you know, group of people that don't agree with them.
Can I hold you up here a minute? I've got you. You really hit the mark when you first came on, but now things are kind of getting gray here. First off, there's definite concrete evidence that the Muslims or the Iraqis or Afghanistanis attacked us. It was us who attacked us. Let's make that perfectly clear, number one. It wasn't anybody but our own government that was inside this to help orchestrate this.
So you're saying that those Arabs... Well, see, I heard an Arab man who used to be a terrorist on a show just the other day who said, "This is the agenda." So I don't know how to explain that, but he said he was a terrorist, he's become a Christian, and he said this is their agenda to take over the world.
Okay, we'll be right back here. I'd like to finish this out because this is misinformation that keeps everybody fighting.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, we're back. We're on the Dan Brewer Show, 800-313-9443. We have some callers online. John, we got to kind of make this quick here. You have a comment. Thank you very much, Judy, for calling in. I love you calling back because you've made some very elegant points here. John, what did you have to say?
The idea of just war in itself and spirit. Is there's a karma effect. Number one, we've created where the Shiites are fighting the Sunnis and all this. There's testimony of other Arabs that have come here and testified. As she's heard that they've testified that he was a terrorist and then he's Christian now. Well, just the fact that we're over there bombing them and they didn't do it. The fact of President Bush seeing the first plane hit the first tower shows that it wasn't a terrorist attack, and he announces that in his first three speeches, and then he watches the GOAT book and sees the second plane hit the second tower, and he doesn't jump up and do anything. It's just a red flag of, hey, he's involved. And again, there's just so much information that it's an inside job that 9/11 was done, orchestrated by our own government. Now, who all attaches onto that, I can't answer you. There's a huge computer that attaches all the countries of the world and the WTOs of the orchestrating people organize this. We can go back right to World War I, when the veterans sat on the Washington, D.C., trying to get benefits after the war. They couldn't get it. And MacArthur and I forget the other officer at that time, I think it was World War One, the end of World War One. They went and they whipped our own men and actually killed some of them. And that's the aspect of here we have World War One, which most people consider a virtuous war. It's still a war. War is wrong. I mean, we should find a peaceful, loving way. Then when the veterans came back, number one, just as today, my son went to war because he, number one, couldn't get a job here. It's being orchestrated. So he went to war to actually earn a living partly, and he felt he was quite right. But then I'm telling him he's wrong, and he can't see it because they're promoting this misinformation propaganda. And so now he's over there. And you know what? There's some things when they come back. Most often, the Vietnam vets weren't supported. The Gulf War era isn't supported. They're just doing everything that this, and that's a point of karma also, to where they've gone over, they've created whoredom of whatever you want to call it, in whatever name you want to call it. If someone came to this country, as we did set up Israel after World War II, and kicked the Palestinians off their own property, and didn't let them live in peace together, they created a war in itself. It's creating a war. And you can't do that. It's just like when someone comes over the hill, I like to look up and say, well, geez, I wonder who that is. I wonder if I can help them. Not, I wonder if they're carrying rifles and I got to defend myself. I better get ready and put my soak scope on them so that I can defend myself.
That's sad. That's what this is becoming. And, Carly, thank you for calling in. I have to go to Bob. Bob, are you there? Bob?
Young lady that talked to you earlier brought up some important points. You know, one of them was she believes those people over there hate us. Well, if they didn't before, they certainly do now. You know, if your neighbor attacks you, you don't go and rage war on the whole neighborhood. And that's exactly what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
There's money to be made in war. And
lots of money, lots,
and that's the powers that be. You know, since the Roman Empire realized that the problem with us today, we don't look back in history. We're looking at this little country that we live in. That's that was established in 1776. You know, history goes back a lot farther than that, and most people can't look back 20 years and realize what's going on. As long as we can come home and turn our lights on and the water works, that's about the end of it.
And you know what? You're right about that. And that's the sad thing because, you know, we take our comfort zones and we just basically say, well, you know, I'm comfortable right now, so, you know, why should I be concerned? You know, I handed this over to government. So, you know, our government's becoming a god, so we just hand over everything over, and we don't watch anything they do. And it's kind of like they have gone berserk because, again, like, you know, you had said and other caller, you know, you're going into somebody's backyard and make it war with the whole neighborhood, and you just said this and, you know, it's just one person. And then again, 9/11, we did not even have full forensic evidence of what was going on and who was the culprit before the president announced it was Bin Laden. Bin Laden came forth and said he did it. But then Bin Laden was a former CIA agent. How credible would his information be? And then in addition to it, why would you hand your enemy's relatives over to the Saudis? And if it's a Saudi situation, why would you not attack Saudi Arabia? Why would you attack Iraq? And now, right now, we got a huge, horrible, horrendous situation based on cause and effect going on because we annihilated Iraq. We deposed the government. We helped to have the government executed there. We, helped to put in so-called democracy. That's not working. Some guy just ran away over there just recently. And the people are just mad. You know, those people and our military people, they're angry too because they've been sent over there. They don't have any rotations. They're sent over there and they're in this doom scenario. They're not getting paid. And they know their medical benefits are going to be absolutely nothing when they come back because they didn't even treat the other World War veterans with medical. Imagine what these men are going to come to with having radiation exposure.
Yeah, from from the depleted uranium. Look at the Desert War veterans. They denied them for years. Said it was all psychological. They were, you know, it took years before they finally admitted that, yeah, they were ill because of the depleted uranium and the vaccines and the stuff that they were subjected to. And you know, the people don't realize what the extent of this war is going to cost them, not just where we're going to be. In the world, because they're looking at us right now as going in and attacking sovereign nations. But we're going to be monetarily trying to take care of all these young people that are coming back crippled. You know, they don't count those kids. You know, they'll give you a body count, but they're not going to count the kids that's going to come back that we're going to have to support for years because of the depleted uranium, because they've lost their limbs, because... you know, we've never taken care of our veterans like we should, and we're not going to take care of these.
No, and they came back homeless. They didn't even have homes, even with the GI Bill, which there's almost nothing now. But, you know, the men are homeless. So the thing is that we have not done anything to protect our troops. It's just like I was looking at Spartacus. It's like we created a slave-based military just to go over and die, and with no concern whatsoever, because we're cranking into the military complex machine that's going to make big money for industry. And that's what's going on right now. And I thank you very much, Bob, for calling in. I have another call.
Yeah, I have one more question. Dave.
Yeah, sure.
Dave was brought up a subject before his daughter got him off his train of thought, and it was the gentleman that has been trying to work out an agreement with the IRS for several years, and he came back and he lost that train of thought. I would like to know where that man, what that man's situation is right now.
Oh, you mean Mr. Brown?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, you know what happened that is really amazing? Is that the people came and they gathered around, and they were able to contact the judge, and the IRS stood down for a while. So it proves the point that if we the people, start rallying around people, you know, that are in desperate need and trouble, and we let the people know in the government that we're watching you, and if you do something wrong, we're going to get rid of you, and this, that, and the other, then something happens positive. And there, with Mr. Brown, there was a calling tree done every week. There was people out there that called up the courts and people that sat in the courtrooms, and they just did not do what they had thought they were going to do, which was come in and seize their property at this point. Now, there's another person in Texas. He's going through the same thing. John is going through the same thing. John Alstas is my co-host. So we need to rally around these people, make these calls. And let the government know that we're watching them. Because, see, every dollar that you spend, every penny that comes out of your tax base for your house, every penny when you go out the door goes into their salaries. So if the money that you're giving them, they're not providing you services, they should be fired. They should not be in office, and they should be deposed and kicked out if they're not doing what they're supposed to slate to do for those positions they hold.
One thing you've got on with the IRS, they'll never admit they're wrong, so they're just going to keep in the background to keep Mr. Brown on file. But some damn things have happened. Excuse my language. Mr. Brown's wife has left him now, is one of the end results I've seen in the Idaho Observer was listed. And that's wrong. You know, she stood by him for quite a while, but then she got scared, and whatever's happened on that, I'm unsure, other than that she's left the house now. And so anyhow, I applaud Mr. Brown. They will never have a clean-cut freedom again, I don't believe, because the IRS doesn't work that way. They don't admit guilt. And also, just one point quick on Christianity. We're going under the flag of Christianity to verify this war and that we're the right guys and the other people are the wrong guys. You know, I'm not real expertise on the Muslim religion, but most religions are set up on goodness and truth and virtue and love. And that's, no matter what color you want to call it, Christianity or whatever, love, peace, and beauty, and helping each other are the keys, and let's not forget those keys.
And also, there's one other part, too, John, to make here, too. The United States was formed because every nationality, race, creed, religion came here to get away from tyranny from their countries and villages and places all through Europe, Africa, and wherever. This country was based on a democracy and freedom that no place on this earth ever had available to them. And we should not lose this. And that's one thing, we're different than any other nation. Everybody has the right to worship whatever God they believe in. And nobody is saying one religion is better. But the thing is, we are supposed to be a nation of love, and we're supposed to understand. And we're supposed to be giving, not a situation of creating war mongrels to get money and get fruitful gain from the killing and murder of people in various villages that have now knowledge of what is going on, and also poisoning and killing our own troops. But that's my stance on this, and I thank you, caller. We have another caller. I didn't get the name. Are you there? Caller? Hi. Could I get your name, please?
It's Aaron. Hey,
Aaron. Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I love your show.
Oh, thank you very much.
I thought you was open call in, so I had a different question. But I guess, do you have a guest, John, and is he the guest? And I
no, John is my John's my co-host here.
I see. Well, I
enjoy that's still
talking
open call.
I don't want to steer away, I guess, from what we're doing. I did have a different question.
Oh no, go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I'll just stick on track. It's you've got a great show. I love it. You're different than all the other radio stations I listen to in that you have callers that are so diverse and at opposite ends that I don't understand what the problem is. The lady a couple callers ago, she still suggests that extreme Muslims are out to get us. And if you think about it, the government story of 19 Muslim extremists with box cutters took us down for a couple of days.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
Preposterous. It's just preposterous. And then if you research and look into Building 7 and the stock exchange shorts, and then you go and look at the Pentagon and Shanksville and the whole thing, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to really figure out that this government, even Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, was head of security at the WTCs. Well, he was the head of the company that ran the security and took the dogs that sniff bombs. He took them out 2 weeks before. I mean, you know, it's just preposterous that these extremists don't even have boats. They don't have an army. They don't have submarines and nuclear weapons. And so this lady that called a couple of callers before, I just don't understand. If she listens to RBN or listens to you, I think she's paranoid. She's scared. She's worn down. She probably uses duct tape and clear plastic.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't even really say that. I'm just saying that everybody right now is scared because, you know, this is a tyranny. It's kind of like, I don't even want to say this because they'll say I'm a conspiracy nut or something. But the thing is, it's like aliens took over the planet. I mean, you have something that we put in office. We actually supported and allegedly voted these people in office.
Well,
and we created them into gods, and we're scared of them, and we can't get rid of them. We can't get them out of office. We can't vote them out. We have no Congress representative that will sit up and write an investigative report of what is going on in Congress because they're scared for their jobs. Then you have lawyers out there that opened up and told me that they will not go over against their brethren because if they do, they can't work. So they're not going to file suit against all this corruption. So you have a whole network of people that are dysfunctional, that are running everything and charge of everything that we pay for.
Well, you've
and
got
this is the thing that's scary.
You've got the situation of just what you just said. It's a point of us in our growth and our points of discernment. Just as you just said, we voted them in. No, we didn't.
No,
the voting
we didn't.
Is now being
did.
Orchestrated.
Electronic
so where do you draw your points
did.
Of discernment to where you can make a positive honest, loving
judgment. But John, but some of these people were voted in. I'm talking Congress. I'm talking senators. I'm talking state representatives. I'm talking lawyers. I'm talking all these people. They got into office some kind of way through some means of us.
No,
we paid for this. So it's us, personally, every one of us is responsible for these people being in. And I, you know what? It's like me saying, okay, I want the Minotaur to represent me as the president of the United States.
Well, Deanna,
I'm
going
to create a monster and put it in there and be scared to get rid of it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Deanne, can I say something?
Oh, sure. No problem.
I disagree with you. That I think it's an oligarchy, and I think the capitalist system put these people in. I don't think we have a voting chance in hell. I mean, the Diebold system votes for Bush, and, you know, we have a choice of Bush or Clinton. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. We'll be back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
That's great. It starts with an earth. That's Deanne on RBN. We have one last caller. And by the way, Aaron, I didn't mean for you to go that quick. The commercial came up really quick, and I thank you very much for your question. I hope you call back, Aaron. Oh boy, this was a good show, I think. We covered a lot of ground. We're going to come to our caller, our last caller for this broadcast tonight. We have Mike in California. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Deanne.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for your show. I've been listening to the callers this evening and just thought I'd chime in with my own take because I've been following this whole mess since before 9/11 and trying to look a little bit further into the background of what's really going on, apart from what the media tries to project us to believe. And what I think everyone needs to look at is the fact that Israel is behind all of this. And when I say that, just look at, okay, who in the Middle East is attacking people? Who sets up terrorist actions? Look at false flag operations that we see are connected with Israel. And you just find this pattern. But you look at the actual Arabs and the Muslims, and you find that they're pretty peaceful. They're not going out and declaring war on their neighbors and trying to steal land from based on lies or false flag events like the Israelis are. And when you look at 9/11, you've got Larry Silverstein, who has very extensive connections with Israel. And the fact that you've got Odigo, an Israeli company, who instant messaged all of their employees not to come in that day. I mean, and then you've got your art students who were dressed as Arabs, but they were actually Israeli Mossad agents, and they had C4 explosive in their van. I mean, come on. All of the dots.
Can I stop you for a second here? Because we haven't got much time.
Star of David.
We haven't got much time. The Russians have done the same thing as we've done, as the Israelis have done, as the English have done. Everybody has partake in this, and it's just a situation that globalists keeping this all streaming and keeping it all doing, and you can point the fingers, and I can go on for an hour on just everyone that's involved, and it's the globalists that are creating this from whatever avenue they want to create it from. And, thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate it. Dan, go ahead.
You need to name some names. We're talking the Rothschilds, the Blontzmanns. I mean, these guys are Jewish.
But let me say one thing real quick, because we only have a few minutes here, and please call back in. We're still going to be talking about this in the next couple of weeks. But if you look at this thing and you go back in time, it was a thing that was said in text by Jack the Ripper. Jews are the men, J-U-W-E-S, are to be blamed for nothing. And the thing is that we point our fingers to Jews. And by the way, when I was in that so-alleged terrorist cell I was telling you about out there, there was Israelis and also people that were connected to Islam tied together that were working CIA. But the one thing I will say one thing, that if you look at this, it's got a thread of communism to it. And I'll talk more about this next week, where this goes and where it comes from. And I thank you, callers. I think you were all brilliant, and I thank you for listening to my show. Peace and love, and we'll be back here next week.
God bless you.
Good night.
Be good.
God bless you.